Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to Intelligence Squared. I'm senior producer Connor Boyle. For today's debate, we're enjoying a preview taster of our new podcast, Versus, which settles those little debates that are always a big deal to someone. Today's debate is a battle of TV titans, Succession versus The White Lotus. If you enjoy the discussion today, head over to the Versus feed, that's the letters VS, and hit follow to enjoy new episodes of Versus every week. Here's our host, Coco Khan, with more.
Hello and welcome to Versus, the podcast that finally settles the little debates that are always a big deal to someone. I'm Coco Khan and this week our someones are Anya Maliano and Poppy Damon, two storytellers for whom wit, timing and maybe the odd plot twist is the name of the game. Anya Maliano is a comedian whose recent show, Absolutely No Worries If Not, was a sellout hit at the Edinburgh Fringe. She's also one of the writers behind Amelia de Moldenberg's much-loved Chicken Shop Date. And she's the co-host of If It Is To Be Said, a podcast all about the TV show Succession. Poppy Damon is a journalist, crime podcaster and screenwriter whose audio CV includes Suicide, a podcast about people who fake their own deaths, and the upcoming Agatha Christie and the Dandelion Poisoner. Anya and Poppy are going stand to stand this week on two heavyweight TV dramas, both of which use satirical comedy to explore privilege, the lives of the super rich and some beautiful bougie beach resorts too. It's Succession versus The White Lotus.
Who knows? White Lotus season 3, it could be a pile of shit. Sorry, that's an incredibly dirty tactic to use. And also, if Mike White is listening, I would love to self-tape for it. But what I do think about Succession is that it shows the power of like a writer's room, and it made me feel things so intensely.
I personally think White Lotus has more diverse types of comedy. It's got those sort of throwaway improv lines. Succession, he is clearly a genius, but it's kind of one note a little bit if we're playing the game, because I love it.
And remember, which show reigns supreme is up to you, the listeners. After each episode drops, we open up the polls for you to vote on our website. We'll announce the winner in next week's episode.
And of course, we have a little unfinished business from last week. Arsenal versus Spurs. Football broadcasters Harry Simeon and Kate Mason joined us to settle the North London derby and talk it up for their respective home turfs last week. You voted, we heard you, and the result as we went to air was yet another win for Arsenal, with a vote win of 56% to 44%. Well done, Harry and the Gunners, but Tottenham, we know there's always another rematch around the corner. Now, back to today's episode, Succession versus White Lotus. Just need to warn everyone, there are going to be spoilers, so if you haven't yet completed the seasons, you may want to do that before listening to this fabulous episode. And of course, before we get into it and hear from our expert guests, I want to crunch some facts. It's time again for another helping of the snack that educates as well as satiates. It's fill your boots time. It's
Coco's Crunch. Succession, the drama that focuses on media mogul Logan Roy and his power-hungry, yet strangely inept children set to inherit his global media empire. It first hit our screens in 2018, and the show has become cultural shorthand for many of the debates that define our times, ranging from the power of the mega-rich to Nepo babies. Succession borrows some of its comedy DNA from a real thoroughbred, Peep Show. Succession creator Jesse Armstrong wrote for both, but fans nonetheless had to say goodbye to the Roys and Succession in early 2023 after four fabulously successful seasons. The White Lotus first appeared in 2021. It follows a rotating cast of interwoven players all bound by their arrival at the White Lotus hotel chain. Season 1 took us to Hawaii, Season 2 finds us in Sicily, dead bodies, how they got there, frames both tales. Another recurring arc across both seasons is Jennifer Coolidge, who as one of the few characters to be retained across both seasons, has become a fan favourite. In a TV show set across beach resorts where the sun is always shining, the White Lotus manages to shine a light on the darker parts of our obsession with the good life too.
Coco's Crunch.
So, Anya Magliano, you're repping Succession. Why are the Roys your favourite family that aren't your own?
The Roys are my favourite family, obviously not because I would ever want to be involved in any of their mess, but mainly just because I do feel like they're a family, and I do feel like they're a family that I know, and I feel like they're a family whose gossip I'm hooked on and I'm being fed secondhand, and that's obviously the dream with any TV show. I just want it to make me feel like I'm getting all the gossip secondhand. And I guess what I'm actually saying by that is that I feel like they're really real people. And over the four series, every single character has been on such a journey, and the journeys have been like Shakespearean in their scope, and they've been so realistic that I think about them all like real people. Like on the day after the last episode, I went to sleep thinking about it, and I woke up thinking about it, and I was like, this is so mad because they're fictional.
You've painted a really vivid picture there of a TV show that stays with you.
Yeah.
Poppy, let's bring you in here. I know that you're actually a fan of Succession, but you have put The White Lotus on the top spot. So what is it about a hotel chain that should be everyone's first rather than their last resort?
Well, look, as you said, I just need to caveat this by saying, you know, both are about privilege and exploitation. Both have been described as kind of white wealth satires, and both are utterly hilarious. But I do think White Lotus has the edge, and partly that's because I think you get a chance to see not just a family that's filthy rich that we kind of don't have access to, and in a way preaching to the converted as a liberal audience, we kind of want to hate that type of family already. But I think White Lotus forces you to be more introspective. It reflects more classes. You see the people who work at the hotel who you kind of completely fall in love with. You see the middle class families who, though privileged, are kind of, you know, often are trying to check themselves in this very kind of cringy way. And I think that introspection, I think, is really clever to squeeze into quite a broad show that appeals to a mass audience. And that's why I really like it. And similar to what you're saying, I think, yes, I love watching the Roys kind of outwit each other, but I think there's so many characters in White Lotus to fall in love with as well that you end up thinking, God, I've been at a dinner party, or I've hung out with friends and they've sort of been on that line of saying the wrong thing, of maybe not really realizing their own privilege. And that's what makes it sort of so compelling to watch.
Interesting. It's the thing that stood out to me in what you were saying there was about the wide range of characters. It's not just only focused on these kind of white wealthy stories. Do you feel that maybe the minor characters in Succession deserve more praise? I wouldn't go Tom and Greg. I feel like they're main characters.
Oh, no, they're definitely not main characters anymore.
It's got to be Marsha.
Yeah. Marsha. Okay, Marsha's one. Is Willa one?
Yes, Willa is one, and Willa is one of the best characters. She's so good. But yeah, I also want to caveat by saying I love The White Lotus, and God, this debate is, you know, is tearing me up to have this debate in the first place.
It's Sophie's choice.
I know, exactly. Like, this is very hard for me, and
if you want to hear more of Coco, Anya and Poppy, and who came out on top for Succession versus The White Lotus, head over to the Versus podcast feed and check out the rest of the full episode. And there's already a few other great listens there, including Arsenal versus Spurs, Cars versus Bikes, and more to get stuck into as well. That's the letters VS in your podcast app. We hope you enjoy the season and the other episodes we have coming up. And if you'd like to hear more, attend some of our live events, or peruse over 20 years of the back catalogue, ad-free, with some of the world's great minds, then head over to intelligencesquared.com.